2, Relation to the Infinite Spirit. Just as the eternal and original Son is revealed through the persons of the constantly increasing number of divine sons, so is the infinite and divine Spirit revealed through the channels of the seven master spirits and their associated spirit groups. At the center of centers, the infinite Spirit is approachable, but not all who attain paradise are immediately able to discern his personality and differentiated presence. But all who attain the central universe can and do immediately commune with one of the seven master spirits, the one presiding over the superuniverse from which the newly arrived space pilgrim hails. To the universe of universes, the Paradise Father speaks only through his Son, while he and the Son conjointly act only through the infinite Spirit. Outside of Paradise and Havana, the infinite Spirit speaks only by the voices of the seven master spirits. The infinite Spirit exerts an influence of personal presence within the confines of the Paradise Havana system. Elsewhere, his personal spirit presence is exerted by and through one of the seven master spirits. Therefore, is the superuniverse spirit presence of the third source and center on any world or in any individual conditioned by the unique nature of the supervisory master spirit of that segment of creation? Conversely, the combined lines of spirit force and intelligence pass inward to the third person of deity by way of the seven master spirits. The seven master spirits are collectively endowed with the supreme ultimate attributes of the third source and center. While each one individually partakes of this endowment, only collectively do they disclose the attributes of omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. No one of them can so function universally. As individuals and in the exercise of these powers of supremacy and ultimacy, each is personally limited to the superuniverse of immediate supervision. All of everything which has been told you concerning the divinity and personality of the conjoint actor applies equally and fully to the seven master spirits, who so effectively distribute the infinite spirit to the seven segments of the grand universe in accordance with their divine endowment and in the manner of their differing and individually unique natures. It would therefore be proper to apply to the collective group of seven any or all of the names of the infinite spirit. Collectively, they are one with the conjoint creator on all sub-absolute levels.